Okay. Yeah, and in Ezekiel 25, just kind of do a little bit of a review before we launch into chapters 26 through 32. God mentions these people, the Amorites, Moab, Edom. Those three were primarily on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The Amorites were to the north. Moab was just about east of Israel, and Edom was south of that and went all the way down to the Gulf of Aqaba. The Philistines, of course, were a sea people from Crete, and they were had come in and displaced the people along the coast and established a conglomerate there, had five different kings that were in conspired with one another. And of course, all of them hated the Israelites. But something that Dane mentioned last week, which I didn't think of at the time, so it was really great that he mentioned that, is that these people didn't have God or weren't the children of God like the Israelites, but they had laws that God gave them. They were the laws, and so they were destructed because they were wicked, and they disobeyed those laws. But they did have one thing in common, and they hated Israel. And I think that how they looked at Jerusalem, especially, which was the center of Israel, Jerusalem had this magnificent edifice, temple, which Solomon had built and had all these wonderful rich trappings and all that stuff. Some of it had been given away. Some of it had been taken over the years, but it was still a magnificent structure. These people knew who God was. They had their own gods that they had constructed, but they knew who God was. They saw what God had done for these people. They saw the wickedness, however, of Israel. And when Israel finally fell, they were absolutely delighted. They stomped their feet, jumped up and down, clapped their hands. And this was the kind of the catalyst, I guess, that God used to prophesy their destruction, not only through Ezekiel, but also in Jeremiah and a number of other books as well, Obadiah, Zephaniah, Isaiah, a number of books, Deuteronomy, for one, mentioned some of the destructions that these people were going to eventually face. And now it's about ready to come about. And if you'll remember in chapter 25, also mentioned in Jeremiah 49, we studied that before, Nebuchadnezzar came to a crossroads up in the north. One road led to Ammon and Moab and down that direction, and one led to Jerusalem. And so he looked at animal livers, and he looked at shiny arrows, all kinds of stuff through divination, and he picked Israel to be the one that he was going to destroy first. It may have been because Zedekiah had promised to be faithful to him and then went to Israel and went behind his back and tried to and rebelled against him. And so Nebuchadnezzar is not going to be happy when he gets down there. So he chose by divination Israel to begin. of course, we remember that the Ammonites, were descendants of Lot through his youngest daughter, and the Moabites were first cousins, I guess, or half brothers and sisters of the Ammonites through the oldest daughter of Lot. The Edomites, we know, were descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother, and of course there was hatred there all along. And the Philistines go back to, they were an island people from Crete, but they originally came and were a family of Ham, descendants of Ham, one of the sons of Noah. But Jerusalem, that they were rejoicing about, Jerusalem was an old, ancient city and was there a long time before the Israelites came about. Remember that that was one city that they tried and could not defeat. Finally, all the way up through the times of the judges and Joshua, they tried to defeat the Jebusites. And it finally fell to David. So there were a long, long many years before Jerusalem became fully belonging to the Israelite. But getting back to the Ammonites, they rejoiced, of course, to see the downfall of Israel. And they sued for peace with Babylon, but it lasted, I think, about 5 years. But they made the mistake of rejoicing at someone else's calamity. And Proverbs 17 says, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Let not your heart be glad." And they also, in 2 Kings, we read that they also helped in the destruction of Israel. They saw it as an opportunity to increase their land holdings. And excuse me. But Jerusalem itself, it was the center of a number of different main trails or main highways that came from the east and the south and the north came down, and they all went through Jerusalem. And Jerusalem taxed all these goods that came through Judah. And of course, once Jerusalem was gone, Judah was gone, they had no longer necessity of paying taxes. So this not only helped them to make more money with their goods, but it also helped out the city of Tyre, which is where most of the goods were destined to come, and from then dispersed from Tyre dispersed throughout the world. Nebuchadnezzar paid the Arabs to destroy the Ammonites. And so the Arabs destroyed the Ammonites. They went on down and they attacked Moab, which was the same thing. They were doing the same thing. They hated Judah. They didn't admit that there was any special God that protected them, And they refused to admit that. They had their own gods that they dealt with. Chemosh, I think, was one of their gods, their main god. But anyway, they refused to believe that God was had anything to do with Jerusalem. And this was one of the main reasons why God destroyed them. Zephaniah, I want to read Zephaniah, the second chapter, verses 8 through 10. Let me see if I got that marked here. Zephaniah, second chapter, verse 8 through 10, says, I have heard the taunts of Moab and the revilings of the Ammonites, how they have taunted my people and made boasts against their territory. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall become like Sodom and the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a land possessed by nettles and salt pits and a waste forever. The remnant of my people shall plunder them, and the survivors of my nation shall possess them. This shall be their lot in return for their pride, because they scoffed and they boasted against the people of the Lord of hosts. That is what became of Moab and the Ammonites. They disappeared and never were seen again in their original form. God made them just like Sodom and Gomorrah because of their haughtiness, of their hatred of Judah and Jerusalem, and their refusal to believe that God, these people of Jerusalem, or people of Judah, were any special people of God. The Moabites, of course, were Nebuchadnezzar's anger was because of an alliance headed up by Zedekiah that failed, and Moab and Edom's sin was deciding that Israel, as I mentioned, were just another nation. They rejected that God even existed. And the Edomites, Edom's sin was taking vengeance on Israel. And the book of Obadiah is the whole, it's only one chapter, but it is the entire chapter devoted to the country of Edom. Very interesting to read Obadiah. I'm going to read a couple of verses there. It's verse 10 through 14. And for the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth, and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. But you should not have gloated over the day of your brother in the day of his misfortune. You should not have rejoiced over the people of Judah in the day of their ruin. You should not have boasted in the day of distress. You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of his calamity. You should not have gloated over his disaster in the day of his calamity. You should not have looted his goods in the day of his calamity. You should not have stood at the parting of the ways to cut off his fugitives. You should not have delivered up his survivors in the day of distress. The whole book about in Obadiah, one fairly short chapter is devoted about Edom and how they cut off the survivors out of Jerusalem and actually kill some of them, turn them over to their pursuers, just out of hatred. Edom, really interesting country of Edom. They were down in the rocky hill country south and east of Judah. Petra, I don't know if you remember ever seeing pictures of the city of Petra, which was carved into the walls of a canyon, that were some 200, 250 feet high and were very, very difficult to get to. That was the capital of Edom. And they thought they thought that they were the cat's meow. They thought that they were undefeatable. They were gods of their of themselves, and yet God prophesied against him and told them that they were going to go. And the pride of their hearts was their destiny. That's what caused what destroyed them. Excuse me. God says that the whole country would be made desolate from Teman to Dedan. And Teman and Dedan, that's from the far south of Edom to the far north of their border. And it says that Israel would have a hand in its fall. And some of this we read about during the secular history between the old ending of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New, the Maccabees and some of those people rose up and they finished off Edom and destroyed it completely, and it never did rise again. In the Philistines, we talked about Jeremiah 47, also talked about the Philistines. These took vengeance against Judah because of an old hatred. Old hatreds, they were conquered by David, if you remember. They weren't able to be conquered by Joshua, or at least Joshua and his group gave up trying to dislodge him. And so they became a thorn in the Israelite side, but they were conquered by David. They were conquered by Solomon, Uzziah. They were conquered by Hezekiah. And so they had a lot of hatred in their hearts for the Israelites. And so they are going to be on the a target for Nebuchadnezzar as he goes south. And they also prevented the people from escaping the destruction of Jerusalem. And God said that in back in Psalm that he would have his vengeance upon the Philistines. We go into chapter 26. If you'll remember, Tyre, also an ancient city on the seacoast, and they were actually back in the days of David. If you'll recall, Hiram was the king of Tyre, and he was on good relationships with David and with Solomon, and provided a lot of physical labor, provided some expertise that his people had that the Jews did not have. And but as they go, and if you remember, try to remember to bring it up because, you know, a long time after David and Solomon, you remember Jezebel. Well, her father was the king of Tyre and Sidon. Sidon is a smaller town about 25 miles north of Tyre, but they were like sister cities, and the kings of Tyre actually sort of ruled and had sway over the city of Sidon. But Jezebel came out of Sidon, and of course she brought her deities with her, and she married Ahab, and of course that was a story back in those days that we've studied before, but you can see how wicked those people were. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. It's now the first of an unspecified month in the 11th year of Zedekiah. And remember, in his 12th year is when he was caught down in the plains of Jericho, blinded, and hauled off to Babylon. So this is right after, and I think verse 2 in chapter 26 mentions that Jerusalem has fallen. So we can assume that this takes place after that event. It says the gates fell on the ninth day of the fourth month of the 11th year, that's in Jeremiah. And then a month later is when the city was pillaged and destroyed and burned. Everything was torn down. Everything in the temple was broken up and taken off to Babylon. It took them a month to rape and pillage and burn the city of Jerusalem, kill all the residents and so forth like that. And then after they got through spending a month in killing and all kinds of nasty stuff, they burnt the city up and tore it down. So here we are. Now in the focus on Tyre, now that Nebuchadnezzar, after a couple of years, has destroyed Jerusalem. And so now he focuses on Tyre. Of course, Sidon is in between Tyre and Babylon, and it's the first to go. But it doesn't cause Nebuchadnezzar a whole lot of problems. His problem came when he came up against the city of Tyre. He spent 13 years. Trying to breach the city of Tyre. And actually there were two parts of the city. They had the main city on the mainland, and then they had an island out about a half a mile out in the Mediterranean there that was just a small portion of Tyre. The main city was on the mainland. It had two harbors. And it had become so powerful. It withstood the siege of Assyria for 5 years. And then Nebuchadnezzar comes along and he's spending 13 years in trying to breach Tyre. He finally does that, and he destroys the main city of Tyre, but he never completely destroys Tyre. He couldn't make it out in the half mile water against what was left of the city of Tyre. Isaiah tells us that the city recovered after 70 years. Well, we know that that's after the Babylonians are defeated by the Persians and the Medes. But God said that he is going to destroy forever the city of Tyre. And it's going to be a place where it's never going to be rebuilt. It's going to be a place where they spread nets to dry and repair. And this is what eventually happened. We remember that Greece conquered it when Alexander the Great, he scooped up the rubble of the old city that had been destroyed, and he built a causeway out to the island city, and that's how he destroyed that. It actually came back eventually, and it recovered about, I think, about 19 or 20 years after Alexander had destroyed it. But it eventually fell in the 1500s forever and was never built again. Ezekiel 26 said that I will cause many nations to come up against you. Tyre had a lot of different natural fortifications that they had. They had the sea to the west. They had the mountains to the east. They had rocky formations around the city. They had a problem. They had rejoiced when Jerusalem fell, but they also, excuse me, they were, Tyre was a city of merchants that were dominated. They dominated the seas. Israel controlled the land routes, and because they were located between the desert and the sea, but the greedy merchants of Tyre, they came to see Jerusalem as a rival. And when Jerusalem fell, of course, it would increase their profits as trade is redirected towards Tyre instead of through Jerusalem.